When Sammy Anderer's plans to get a research internship this summer didn't pan out, she decided to take a road less traveled. Specifically, the road to an organic farm in a small village in France.
So this summer, I'm going to be spending 3 weeks in France doing this program called WOOFing.
That's short for Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms.
So basically what you do is you work on a farm, and in exchange, you get to live there for free, and you also get free meals.
At Northwestern, the pressure to get a prestigious internship every summer can be intense. While it may feel like everyone is working 9-to-5 this summer, students like Anderer show that there are more options out there than your LinkedIn feed might suggest. Anderer is a junior studying journalism and environmental science. She said when she and a friend she studied abroad with in Paris realized neither of them had internships lined up, they decided to do something different with their summer.
We both were kind of like, we really miss France, we want to go back, how can we do that?
So they settled on WOOFing. They'll spend their 3 weeks working on a family's farm and practicing their French.
It's a fruit and vegetable farm, and they also grow medicinal teas and hops for beer, so there's like a brewery there too. So I think it's going to be a lot of time, early wake up, time in the field, but I think the afternoons are pretty free to hang out with the family, and I think we're going to cook with the family that we're staying with.
Charlotte Oxnam, a graduating senior, didn't have a traditional internship for any of her undergraduate summers, and she won't have a 9-to-5 after she graduates either. Oxnam is the founder of the startup social platform Cue the Curbs.
It actually started as a personal blog of mine. I was discovering my fashion sense for the first time in college, as I had uniforms all the way through sort of most of my education. And I realized quickly that the readers of the blog were really asking me where to find things. I was spending a ton of time hunting things down for certain people. And I realized there was a huge opportunity to create a community-based platform for the plus-size community to be able to come together and connect with one another, give each other recommendations, and find clothing that they truly loved. And that's really where Cue the Curves in its form today came out of.
Oxnam, who's graduating with a degree in industrial engineering, worked on her startup full-time for 3 summers. She spent the summers after her freshman and sophomore years participating in programs through Northwestern's Garage. Last summer, she developed her startup in the Techstars Chicago Accelerator Program. The summer before her senior year, Oxnam planned to take a venture capital internship with a firm in New York. But she said she had second thoughts at the last minute.
I had already signed the offer letter, the whole 9 yards. And there was just this nagging voice in the back of my head that was like, if you don't give Cue the Curves the chance now, you'll never be able to. And that it really deserves that chance to be successful, because I believe in its mission. I believe in what we're building. And I think I decided that I would rather have it crash and burn than to have to spend the rest of my life living with the what if I had really given it its fair shot.
Oxnam will continue to work on her startup full time after she graduates. Her team has grown from just her to 4 people. She said she's glad she took the risk of turning down the venture capital internship and has felt lucky to have been able to pursue her passion. She added that she would encourage other students to take risks, despite the social and professional pressure to follow a traditional path at Northwestern.
I think if you are passionate about it, and if you can see the benefit that it will bring to you, whether it goes good or bad, then you should go for it. You know, I can't say that every idea is a great one and everything's going to end successfully, but if you know that even if this goes poorly, here's what I will have learned, or here's the skills that I'll bring with me to the next thing, then I think it's always a great call to be a little bit bolder and play it a little bit less safe.
She said even if her startup hadn't worked out, she still would have learned a lot that she could take forward with her into her career. Similarly, Anderer said she thinks having a unique job this summer will teach her skills that will help her in her career, in addition to giving her an interesting, memorable experience. Anderer said she initially hoped to follow a more traditional path, but she's glad she has this opportunity to branch out. Anderer will go to France in July. In June and August, she said she plans to study for the GRE, apply for fellowships, and maybe work in a coffee shop.
I had a job in a lab last summer, and, you know, it was nice to be in Evanston and to have a consistent schedule and making money, but I think it's And, you know, I think I would have liked to have gotten a traditional job this summer in some senses, but I think since it didn't work out, I'm glad that I'm taking advantage of this time where I don't have to be as serious and I can kind of just mess around a little bit.
Like Oxenham, she definitely feels the pressure to get an internship. She offered some advice for students who are considering doing something different with their summer.
I think really trusting yourself with what you want to do, I think it can be really intimidating at Northwestern specifically when a lot of people are getting all these, like, really cool positions and stuff. And I think, you know, there's always going to be time for that, but there shouldn't necessarily be as much pressure over the summer to get, like, the top internship. You know, I think that's really great, obviously, to have on your resume, but I think if you want to take a summer off and do something a little bit different, you know, that's not going to throw you off of the track that you're on.
For WNUR News, I'm Catherine Odom.